We're trying to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this rather cryptic phrase of Eirachin Hamataltalin. Eirachin Hamataltalin. So the Gemara initially asked, L'chaira, that does not make sense because there's no such thing. You actually cannot make an Eirachin of Hamataltalin. You can do an Eirach of a person, but not of a metaltalin. So what does that mean, erichin hametaltalin? So the Gemara's first suggestion, we'll see there are others. The Gemara's first suggestion is, rather what happened was, you made an erich of a metaltalin, that's true, but because, precisely because that does not make sense, therefore, we translate that what he meant was that, in fact, he wants to donate the value of that item to the Beis HaMikdash. Not the Erech, but rather the Domim. And as Rashi explained, because we have a principle, Ein Odom Moitzi Dvarov Levatola. A person doesn't say words for nothing, and inasmuch that there is no Erech from a Metaltalin, so he can't possibly have meant that.
Please excuse the interruption, Avraham. Dr. Cohen, Moshe Zelig just emailed me. He says can't find the link.
Okay, I'll send it to him. No problem.
Rebbe, what is the what does he mean when he said with the Erech? What is the difference between Erech and Domim? Like, what is isn't Erech the value?
No, Erech is a stipulated amount by the Torah and Pashas Bukhukesai, depending on gender and age.
Okay.
But there is no stipulated amount for Caleb. So just 2 seconds, sorry. So therefore, when a person says Erech of a Kli, he must surely mean Domim. That's the Gemara's first suggestion. Please. And that's what, honey, just put some water in here, please. Oh, gotcha. And therefore, clearly that's what he means. So even though he actually uttered the words Erech of a Kli, but he must meant the Domim of a Kli, and that's what needs to be evaluated by three Dayanim, and that's what the Mishnah means. Now, the Gemara didn't like it. Why did the Gemara not like it? Because again, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Erechin Hametaltalin, literally translated, Erechin, which is movable. Erechin, which are movable. Whereas according to this initial suggestion, it's not the Erechin which is movable. It's the Erechin of a movable item. And therefore, surely it should not have said Erechin hametaltalin. Rather, it should have said Erechin shel metaltalin. And the Gemara said, you're quite right. Clearly, that's the correct text in the Mishnah. So although in our Mishnah it says Erechin Hamataltalin, we have to amend that, and we have to insert in its place Erechin Shel Metaltalin. Now, that's what we saw yesterday, and with that, we move on. Look at the Gemara, we're on the fifth line, Rav Chista Omer. As we always say, whenever it says Rav Chista Omer, it doesn't say Omer Rav Chista. Chista Omar means he's coming to argue with that which was said until now. So Rav Chista now gives an alternative. Again, he's trying to answer the same question. What does it mean, Erechin HaMetaltalin? Surely there is no such concept. You cannot make an Erechin of Metaltalin, that is Dvarim Batalin. So he's now suggesting a second alternative. Rav Chista Omar says the Gemara, Omar Avimi. Rav Chista is saying this in the name of Avimi. B'matpis metaltalin le'erichin. What does that mean? B'matpis metaltalin le'erichin. So have a look at Rashi on the last wide line. Says Rashi, B'matpis metaltalin le'erichin. What happened was, She'omar, he said, Erki Olai, quote unquote. Not like the first suggestion that he said Erech of a Kli. No, He said, Erki Olai. Okay. He wants to donate to the Beis Hamikdash his stipulated value. What is his stipulated value? Says Rashi. Therefore, v'nischayev, he therefore becomes obligated, erech, the evaluation, hakotsuv, which is stipulated, lefi shonov, in accordance with the years, meaning with his age. So he's 35 years old, and he says, erechi, my erech, olai. We will look in the Torah, we will find in Parshas Bechukosai that somebody who is between the age of 20 and 60 has to pay 50 shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, so he now has a choiv of 50 shkolim. So where does Metaltalin come into the story? Says Rashi, V'hoyoloi Metaltalin. He happens to own Metaltalin. He's got chairs at home, he's got a table. V'omar, and he says, Hare Elu Le'erki. I want those to be the financial payment for the Erechin that I have already become obligated with. Now this, of course, is completely different, therefore, to the first teretz of the Gemara. First teretz of the Gemara is he actually made an Erech of a Kli. This case is, no. He made an Erech of himself. But what he did was, once that debt took effect, meaning he's now chayev to pay those 50 shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, I'd like to pay, please, not in cash. You can pay any which way you like. So I've got some chairs at home. I am dedicating those chairs to the Beis HaMikdash as payment for my Erech. Okay, says Rashi, V'cholo Alehen Kedusha. So now Kedusha takes effect in those chairs. Again, not because he made them, didn't make the Erech of them. There's no such thing as making an Erech of chairs. But he made an Erech of himself. He'd like to pay up with metaltalin leaming chairs, so he made them holy. What's the problem now? Ubo lifdoisom. And now he wants to redeem those chairs. He has regrets. Remember we discussed yesterday that if you have an item which is kodesh, you can redeem it. And you can so choose that I'd rather transfer the kedusha, remove the kedusha from the holy item, such that it will no longer be kodesh, and it's transferred onto some cash that you have in your back pocket. Okay. So therefore, this is now a three-stage story. Stage one is he made an erech of who? Of himself. Okay, so it's chayav 50 shkolim. Stage two is, he says, that 50 shkolim, I'm paying up with this chair that I have in front of me. I want this chair to be the payment of my Erech. So the chair becomes Kodesh. That's stage two. Stage three is he has regret and he now wants to be Poider. He wants to redeem the chair. So we need to now send in how many people? Says Rashi, Tzorich Gimel. So that's what the Mishnah means. He needs three of the Beis Din to turn up to his house. Lohoitzion Miad Hektash. To extricate, to remove these items from Hektash. So therefore, this is now an alternative translation in the Gemara. The Lashon of the Mishnah was, Erechin HaMetaltalin. Sounds like, literally translated, Erechin, which are removable. The first suggestion was that he made an Erech of a chair. That's true, but precisely because it doesn't make sense. So we translate that to mean, he clearly means to donate the value of the chair, because there is no Erech. The second pshat is a no. He never made an Erech of a chair. You can't make an Erech of a chair. He made an Erech of himself. He then made the chair kodosh in payment, committed payment, of that 50 shkolim that he's chayav to the Beis HaMikdash. He now has regrets. He realizes he wants to keep the chairs at home after all. So we need three to come in Whenever you have a pidyon of hekdesh, without any exception, you always have to have a professional team to evaluate the item, to decide, therefore, how much it's worth, and how much the bailim are therefore mechuyev to give in its place. That, says Rav Chista, is what the Mishnah means, erechim hamatalfelin, meaning it's an erech of a human being which got moved, transferred onto metalfelin. Yeah.
What if he didn't poda, didn't want to make a pidyon on the chairs and stuff? How would they evaluate whether those chairs were equal to the amount that his erech was?
Yeah, the chayyim knew the same. Yeah, you'd have to have professionals to make sure that the chairs were worth the amount that he committed himself
and to. Therefore, if his amount, if this is an erech and his amount is $50, what do you have to come in? What, 50 shkalim, whatever. So then why does he have to have a pidyon on the chair? He doesn't want, now he decided he doesn't want to pay that 50 shkal. The number's already fixed. We know what he's worth. Right. So you don't need to evaluate the chairs. I don't want to give these chairs. Okay, so you got to give us 50 shkal. They don't need to reevaluate.
No, right. Rashi already answered that. Rashi said, v'chala aleihem kedusha. The chairs have become holy. You can't regret kedusha. You can
but my point is the number is already there, though.
No. He made the chairs kadosh as payment. Maybe the chair is worth more, maybe it's worth less. We have to evaluate it now. The chair has become...
I mean, he's saying, regardless of what the value of the chairs are, I'm going to use them as my payment for my Eirach?
Right.
Can you do that? If my Eirach is 50 shekel, could I just say, take my chairs, who knows how much they're worth?
Not if it's worth less, but obviously if it's worth more. If you now have regret and you want to strip the chairs of their kedusha, you can do that. You'll have to be paid it. We need a professional evaluation to find out how much they're worth. Says the Gemara, that translation, now look back into the Gemara, b'matpis. How do Art Scroll translate the word b'matpis, transferred?
So someone pledges.
He pledges, right, he pledges metaltalin as payment for his erafim. Now, the Gemara once again has the exact same query that we had on the first pshat, and that is that it doesn't, strictly speaking, fit in with the words of the Mishnah. Why not? Says the, by the way, what happened to Rav Moshe Zelig? Did he join us in the end?
Not yet. He says what I sent him is not working, so I have to, I'll see if I can find something else. It's okay, I'll work on it.
Says the Gemara, once again, the same question. Hi, is that what you call, quote unquote, Erechin? Hamataltalin? Again, it's not movable erechim. What should it have said? It's metaltalin shel erechim. It's movable objects in place of erechim. So again, the lashon of the Mishnah doesn't quite make sense. If you say erechim hamataltalin, it sounds like that you're doing an erech of a metaltalin. No, you're not. You made an erech of yourself, and the metaltalin are in their place. So it should have said, metaltalin shel erechin. These are chairs of erechin, meaning of the payment of the erechin. And the Gemara says, you're quite right. Tani metaltalin shel erechin. You're right, that must be the correct version in the Mishnah. Once again, we have to amend the text in the Mishnah as we have it. And instead of writing erechin ha-metaltalin, rather it says metaltalin shel erechin. So that, therefore, is the second suggestion in the Mishnah. We now come to the third.
Wait, so they're saying the Mishnah is wrong? They have to rearrange the words in the Mishnah, or it's saying that doesn't make sense?
What Mishnah is wrong? The text that we have clearly is wrong, and it needs to be amended. So it's not erechin ha-metaltalin, it's metaltalin shel erechin. Says the Gemara, Rebavo Oimer, the last three words on the line. Rebavo now comes to offer a third suggestion as to what the Mishnah could mean, Erechin Amataltalin. Rebavo Omer, Ba'oimer Erki Olai. Okay, this is like, therefore, so far the second suggestion. He never made an erech of metaltalin. He made an erech of himself. Okay. So he hasn't yet paid. He's made an erech of himself. We examine his age and his gender. He's chayav now 50 shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in the previous case, he himself pledged the chair as payment for his erechim. That's not what happened according to Rabbi Vol. According to Rabbi Vol, all he's done is he's made an erechim of himself. Erech Yolai. Fine, so you owe 50 shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Koyanim, who are clearly in charge of all Erechim, are waiting for this person to show up in the Beis HaMikdash and pay his 50 shkolim. He hasn't been forthcoming. So what happens? Look in the Gemara. Bo'ema Erech Yolai. He says, I'd like to make an erech of myself. Ba koyin. So Rabbi Shazela came along. Ligvois mimenu. To claim from him. Not that he himself pledged metaltalin. Rather, what happens is, if ever you owe money to Hektish, Koenim will turn up at your house and say, listen, you have a choiv of 50 shkolin. Well, for the meantime, we're taking the following item as a mashkoin. What's a mashkoin? A collateral. You can take it back if you so wish. But at the moment, that's what we're taking. So, bo koyein ligvois mimenu metaltalin. So they knock on his door. Not that he pledged chairs, but rather the koyanim came to claim chairs as a mashkin. So then it needs bishloisha. Then it needs three dayonim to evaluate the value of those chairs, to indeed deem that they are worth the 50 shkolim. Or if they don't want to claim some chairs, they want to claim some property, a field, a house. So then you need 10 people to evaluate. That's the equivalent of the money that he owes. Look at Rashi. On the fourth narrow line. Rebavo oimer ba'oimer erki olai ve'enoi peireya. He's not paying at all. Not like the last case where he wants to pay and he pledges the chairs. No, he made the Erech and now he just walks away and he hasn't paid. So the Koyin comes along lemashkenoi to take a mashken, a collateral, umotsoloi metaltalin, and he finds the first item that he bumps into in his house. He's got some chairs. Fine, that looks good. We'll take a couple of those, please. So how does that now fit into the words of the Mishnah? V'hochi ka'omar. And this is now what's meant in the Mishnah. Ha'erechin dahainu erech odom. It's not talking about you made an erech of a chair. Remember, that was the first question. How can you have erechin hamataltalin? There's no such concept of making erechin of a chair. The answer is, you're right. Nobody's claiming he made an erech of a chair. Rather, it means Erech Odom Ubolitein Metaltalin. And he's now given, or having claimed, these mashkin, the chairs, in their place. That is Nigvin. Those are claimed Bishloisha Shamoin, with three evaluators. Such that when you look back in the Mishnah, it says Erechin HaMetaltalin. What does that mean? Not that you made an Erech of Metaltalin. It's the Metaltalin which are being claimed as payment for his erechim. Now, the big difference between this answer and the previous answers is we are not talking about, according to this third answer, we're not talking about pidyon of hektish. Nobody's redeeming anything. Rather, the Koyanim are taking the chairs in order to work out whether they are entitled to take these chairs as a mashkin for the Erechin, we have to have the chairs evaluated. As opposed to the previous case, for example, where he pledged chairs as payment for his Erechin, he then has regret and he wants to be poida that, he wants to take the chairs back. In other words, when the Mishnah says, or Erechin b'shloisha, it needs three to do what? So according to the previous Teretz, it needs three to be poida the Hekdush, which means to take the chairs out of Hekdush. Whereas according to this Teretz, to the contrary, we need three evaluators to pull the chairs into Hekdush. Those are the difference between the second Teretz and the third Teretz. And that is what the Gemara now queries, why? Omale Rav Acha midifta l'Ravina. So Rav Acha says to Ravina, one moment. Bishloima la'afuke mehekdash. Bishloima, if you learn the previous answers. Remember, how many answers have we had altogether? Rabbi Yisai?
Three.
We've had three tirutzim altogether. Teretz number one was Rav Gidl. Teretz number two was Rav Chista. Teretz number three was Rav Avol. So let's recap the three tirutzim. Rav Gidl's teretz was, the fellow said, Erech of a chair. There's no such thing as an Erech of a chair. So we translate that surely what must he have meant? He must have meant not the Erech of the chair, the value of the chair. Fine. Then he has regret. He wants to be paid back. So Mamela, we need three, two, evaluate how much this chair is worth to take it out of Hekdush so he can get his money back. Second teretz was Rav Chista. Rav Chista said no, he did not make an Erechin of a chair. He made an Erech of himself, but he pledged a chair as payment of that 50 shkolim and now has regret. He wants to take the chair back. Third teretz is that no, he made an Erech of himself. He didn't pledge anything. And the Koyanim are now going to take the chair as payment. We need three people to evaluate how much that chair is worth and will it, in fact, be able to be considered a payment of the 50 shkolim that he owes. So the difference is that in the final case, these three Koyanim who are making an evaluation, they're making an evaluation in order to take the chair and give it to Hekdush, to give it Kedusha. Whereas in the previous Terutzim, the chair was Kodosh, and he's trying to make the chair out of Hekdush. It's going in the opposite direction. Yeah, Rabbi Larry.
Unless I'm misunderstanding, I thought the first case was, he says, Erech and Metaltlin, and that means that he just meant to take the value of the chairs. He's donating the chairs. So instead of saying domim, by mistake he said erech, but he really meant the same thing. The second case is where he wants to be poda, and the third case is where the kohanim come in. And but the, I didn't think when you said I misunderstood. I apologize. That in that first case he's poda.
Okay, good point. Let's have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi. Bishloima la afuke mehekdash. Bishloima, when you're talking about la afuke, means to extract. Bishloima, when you're trying to extract something from hekdash and you want to make it sulin once again, says Rashi, kugoin derav gidl verav chista. Case number one, that's Rav Gidl. Case number two, that's Rav Chista. Ooh, the boy Shloisha. That's where I understand that you need three. De Kiven, De Chal, Olov, Hekdush. Seeing as Kedusha took effect on the chair, Loi Nepuk. It will not be extricated, it will not be removed from Kedusha. Ad Sheyifdenu, until it will be redeemed b'shavyov according to its value. So it's absolutely critical for us to evaluate this chair. Now, Rabbi Larry is asking very correctly, I understand why Rashi threw in Rav Chista, that's the second teretz. But what's Rav Gidl got to do with it? Rav Gidl was the first teretz. I never made any chair hektish. The only thing is, I said, I want to make an eruch of a chair, which we translate to mean, you want to give the value of a chair. But no chair actually became kodesh at all. So why is Rashi quoting Rav Gidl? Very fair point. Let's just go back to the Gemara a second. So when you're trying to extract a chair from hektish, so this is a very serious thing, you're trying to strip the kedusha from the chair. So that needs three to evaluate it to see how much you owe. You will then donate the money in lieu of the chair. Again, look back in the Gemara. If you're trying to extract from hektish, that's where I understand you require three. Elo le'iyule lehektish. What does le'iyule mean? Says Rashi. Elo le'iyule kigoyin d'rabavo. Like in the case of Ravo, which is the third case, where the chair never became kodesh. To the contrary, they want to take the chair and donate it to hektish as payment for the 50 shkolim. Not strip the chair of its kedusha. To the contrary, to land kedusha on the chair. If that's the case, shloisha lomo li. So why do I need three people? Does anybody understand the Gemara's question? L'chaira, we would have said that, what do you mean? Whether you want to strip a chair of its kedusha, whether you want to donate a chair to the Beis HaMikdash in place of a 50 shekel chayv, either way, it's got to be evaluated. Why is the Gemara saying no? It's only if you want to take it out of Hekdash. And in fact, that's what the Gemara answers. Look at the Gemara. Amalei answered that no, there's no difference. Svarahu, very, very logical. Mali iyule, mali afuke. What's the difference if you're bringing it into Hektish or you're taking it out of Hektish? Afuke, if you want to take it out of Hektish, well, apparently you understood that there you need three people. It has to be evaluated. My timer, why? Because Dilma Toi, because maybe a mistake will be made. Okay. Iyule nami? So too, when you're trying to bring it into Hektish, the same mistake can be made. Also Dilma Toi. Again, he's made an Erechin of himself. So we know he owes 50 shkolim. The Kohenim come to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, excuse me, sir. You haven't paid your 50 shkolim. We're taking your chairs. One moment. What right have you got to take the chairs? Maybe this chair is worth 750 shkolim. It's made out of gold. You think it's worth 50. You're making a total mistake. So for that also, you need an evaluation. Look at Rashi. Iyulei nami. Dilmatoi. So too, when you bring it into Hekdash, a mistake can be made. Of course you need an evaluation. What's the mistake, says Rashi? V'yikochenu lehektash. Maybe they will take it for Hektash. B'yoser mishavyov. More than its real value. So the Gemara's answer is so simple that we struggle really to understand what was the Gemara's question. But either way, that is the Gemara's maskana. Whether the chair is already kodesh and you want to now strip it of its kedusha, or the chair is not yet kodesh, but rather it's going to be claimed by the kohenim and it's going to become kodesh, we don't want a mistake to be happening. Yeah, Reb Larry.
If you have chairs that are already in kedusha, right, hektish,
yep.
It would seem that you don't need three to take them out of hektish. You already know the value. You had three going in. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what it was worth. So what do you need? You have the number already. What do you need three to come take them out?
It could break. 51 million things can happen to the chairs in the interim. Price changed, went up in value, down in value. They depreciated. They've been sat on. They're a bit worn out. If you want to strip it of its kedusha, you have to find out the exact value. So either way, in the final analysis, it turns out, therefore, we have three pshatim in the Mishnah. Eruch and Hamataltalim, but the key is to remember, like the Gemara initially asked, and we never back down from that, there is no such concept essentially as making an Eruch of a Mataltalim. There's no such thing. You can only make an erechin of a human being. At best, you can pay up using chess, or the kohenim can claim chess, or you can donate the value of a chair. But there's no such concept of making an erechin of a chair. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, all being well.
Shkoyev.
Okay, be well, everybody.
Shkoyev.